Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ton of news I'm going to cover after we continue taking your calls. Mark Dice is going to be popping in. He had that video last week where they were liberals were calling for Nazi Germany for Obama. They actually said that. But I want to show you a video that's up on Infowars.com. Fort Hood soldiers told Christians are radical terrorists. Leanne McAdoo to report on that last night on the nightly news. And then I see a comment down here by Heroes comment saying, Alex Jones, why don't you talk about the new network shows showing all these new cop shows coming out where they're all in military gear knocking down people's doors as if they are trying to give us the perception this is all normal. The network TV is doing a number on us with their new programming. Obama propaganda. Everyone says, yes, please illegally search my car when I know I have an old roach in the ashtray. These people are idiots. All I've ever talked about is for 20 years at least, any gun owner, anybody who's against tyranny, is arrested on these shows. Anybody who's a homeschooler is a criminal. Any parents that are Christian are criminals. We do reports every few months on the nightly news where the cartoons, the dramas, the cop shows, every movie I go see that's a drama or cop show, cop movie, is illegal checkpoints and, you know, random stuff going on to condition you that it's normal. Yes. Yes, I know. It's part of the total acclimation of the police and military as well. And now they're segueing into Christians are the enemy and gun owners are the enemy. Yes, yes, we're in trouble. And so I do talk about it. But people think because I don't talk about something in one video, that doesn't mean then in every other video I haven't covered it. There's like this thing where if a video is about one thing, then there must not be any other videos in the known universe that I've done that covered it. And it's just a really weird criticism I see a lot out there. I mean, this wasn't even so much a criticism. It just becomes a pet peeve that, why didn't you cover this? Why didn't you cover that? I try to cover as much as I can. In fact, we're going to go back to your calls, come back to them in the next segment. Then I've got to get to news before Mark Dice joins us. Then we'll go back into your calls. There's a lot of key news coming up. Right now, let's go to Catherine in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello? Hey, I just have a theory that I want to bounce off you and see what you think. It's about Obamacare and the healthcare.gov website and all the security issues around it. I honestly think they're going to use the security issues with the healthcare website and scrap it and then implement the medical RFID chip, stating to the American people that this is the new secure way to get healthcare and that's how they're going to get people to get the chip. And I think that's why they're persecuting Christians, because we all know that's technically the mark of the beast. And I think that's why they're persecuting Christians now.
Well, that's right. No. That's right. And they actually admit the government releases the Social Security numbers. They foster the fraud. They foster the fraud so that then when there's identity theft crises, they can bring in the biometrics, bring in the chips, bring in the control. The head of Google said 2 weeks ago, we are going to put chips in your brain, not just in your body. And if it's trendy, I mean, people will do it.
I totally believe that's how, because I see a commercial for this medical chip, but that's how they want to keep the information. And I think that's what they're doing, is they're going to make the website so corrupt to make people beg for a new secure system. And that's how they're going to tell people this is the best way to do it, the secure way, get this medical chip, and everybody, their health care will be fine. And I just wonder if you agree or disagree on that.
Ma'am, you're absolutely on target. I totally and completely agree with you. And the average church will not warn anybody because they're government run. They're 501c3 and their clergy response team. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with more phone calls and a ton of news straight ahead on a host of issues, including some breaking Benghazi news, NSA news, economy news, military news, Syria news. It's all coming up. Stay with us. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the news websites. You can follow me on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is still a lot of good in the world. There are criminal interests engaged in scientifically developed high-tech forms of cultural warfare to break down our society and turn humanity into human resources. The social engineers are our enemy. They're not trying to build a better world. That's always creating disasters as well. They are consciously building an anti-human, transhumanist, eugenicist world in their attempt to play God. I want to cover a few news stories and go right back to your phone calls. Here is a story out of CNS News. Census Bureau means-tested government benefit recipients outnumber full-time year-round workers. 108 million people are on the welfare dole one way or another. That's more than all full-time workers. And now, officially, the federal government is encouraging companies under Obamacare to lay people off to part-time and then tell them to go get welfare assistance as a supplement. And that's what they've done with the illegal aliens. is they bring them in, they work at wages you can't live on, and then they're given government supplement, even though they're here illegally, those agencies give it to them. And that's been admitted for a long time. This is to get everybody dependent, Cloward and Piven. And they've done it. We're now there. That's why they're making their move. And they're going to make those of us that produce their slaves. And the people living on welfare don't know they'd have a better life in a true free market. They don't know the standard of living's dropped. They don't know they're being put on welfare to get control of them so they can be medical guinea pigs and be forced to take vaccines and the rest of it. They don't know what eugenics is. They have no idea they're going into slavery. We're now crossing the Rubicon into the new dawn, forward, as the communists say, under Obama's slogans. So there you go. Most Americans accumulating debt faster than they're saving for retirement. We're going into debt bondage where the taxes and the regulations have been set where the mass of the people will be bankrupted. And then they'll turn the heat up again and bankrupt the nouveau riche and then the wealthy. Only the ultra-rich offshore will be left with money. And there'll be no ladder up for the poor, the permanent poor. And then they're going to cut the welfare off, which is already beginning. Notice right that they crossed the 50% mark. Now they're up like 50-plus percent. Just a year ago, it was 47%. Now it's 49, about to be 51, 52. You count all the illegals, it's like 60%. And then now they're going to start cutting the benefits back and then means testing. Do you sterilize yourself? Do you take the vaccines? Do you volunteer, compulsory volunteer work for the different youth brigades? So there you go. Americans are the recipients of means tested government benefits have now outnumbered the total population of the Philippines. And I have more reports here where they are now telling workers, go get on welfare. This is the new American way. And then, oh, the Pentagon, Secretary of the Army came out, as we reported last hour, Fox News, you name it, is reporting it. Infowars.com has the document. And they've come out and they've said, you know what, we are teaching that Christians are illegal and that praying and being an evangelical is illegal, and we're going to arrest you. And we are teaching you can't be part of the Tea Party, and we'll arrest you. And we're suspending that for now. This government is pure evil. But, oh, you woke up to it, so they're backing off. Oh, you're getting upset? Okay, don't worry. Keep the training going. Keep the training going. Find out who'll go with it. Kick out the others that don't, or send them into heavy combat. Double vaccines for them. Literally. You say you won't fire Americans, you're sent to the worst hellhole, giving you hundreds of shots a year until you die. They've got it all actuaried out, and the guys giving you the shots don't even know it. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. Let's go to this other little stack here on the healthcare news. Sebelius, I don't work for people who want me to resign. There's a video clip of this in the article up on Infowars.com. National Review is reporting on it. She says, I don't work for people who want me to resign. No, she doesn't. She works for the 50-plus percent that are on welfare now who want to be euthanized and want to have the actual charity care gotten rid of. They just want something free, even if it's a bullet in the head, and they'll get it. Don't worry. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius just responded moments ago, it reports in testimony, that her goal is to actually see the website up and running, but that she doesn't work for people who want her to resign. Here you go. There's the arrogance. Here's another one. Democrats beginning to support Obamacare delays. Oh, like acting like that's a concession. You're never going to get the health care, stupid. If you're middle class, you're going to get your rates more than doubled. If you're poor, you're going to have to get insurance that's way overpriced. They're going to restrict the quality of care. I've been telling you this for 6 years. Been telling you since they passed it 3 years ago. And of course, but you know what isn't delayed? What isn't delayed is they're going to garnish your wages, grab your bank account, and take your tax return refund. And it's now all been announced. It's all been announced. Now, I told you. And that part isn't being delayed. The part that's delayed is you getting health coverage because you're never going to get that. I mean, if they had your way, you'd be dead. You understand? The elite thinks there's too many of us. And they're openly setting up a false system where there's scarce resources to socially engineer people. I'm going to try to explain it, folks, again. Okay, we have pure evil running things, and it's bigger than Obozo. Doesn't matter, though. You'll know later. You'll remember this later. That's why we're going to win. Because even the most snot-nosed person out there later will remember. Remember you were warned. Others have heard me warn them and seen it come true, so they're listening now. You are particularly dumbed down, particularly arrogant, cognitive dissonance, learned helplessness, normalcy bias, mass Stockholm syndrome. You will remember later, though. Submitting only increases the pain, fools. Let's continue here. Beware insurance pitches disguised as Obamacare. That's CBS News, because all Obamacare is the insurance companies changing the law to totally rip you off. You think they ripped you off the last 50 years because they got government involved? Now the real gang raping is going to begin. Health insurance cancellation notices soar above Obamacare enrollment rates. Daily Caller. Another 76,000 customers will lose current coverage to Obamacare under Care First. They're making just dozens of announcements a day of just hundreds of thousands being losing their health care. And it's increasing the price because it's affordable. And the Patriot Act is patriotic. Let's continue. Again, it's all Orwellian speak, folks. War is peace. Slavery is freedom. Ignorance is strength. Majority of Americans want health care mandate delayed. They don't get, they're just going to delay you having to go out and get the insurance. The increased rates are already there. That was always the plan. That's why the insurance companies wrote this and lobbied. It wasn't a deal with Obama. He was put in there by these people. It's like snot-nosed Romney was going to do it or Obama was going to do it. 10 Senate Democrats signed Sheehan letter pushing for open enrollment extension. Healthcare.gov problems are target of Hill hearing. Yeah, they'll now discuss their whole engineered program. Dummy data file on healthcare.gov offers Star Wars Transformers characters. All total of joke. CIA-funded software company manages private data for healthcare.gov. InQtel, run and funded by the CIA, is the group that set it all up. Told you that a while back, but now that's mainstream news. Infowars.com is reporting on it. And it's in a press release. They're very proud of it. The CIA run to, they can't kill you like they did with Mao, who worked for them right away. So this is the next best thing. To kill the country, kill our industry, kill our jobs. Healthcare.gov now deliberately displaying false pricing information to trick the public. J.D. Hayes at Natural News reports, and it just goes over the whole situation, how they've got false data. Yeah, it's a total scam system. It's not broken. It's meant so all these idiots go enter their data and then get put in a CIA, NSA database to have your bank account taken and to have your tax refund taken. And why not? You'll be all alone. And by the time you figure it out, Obama will leave, the next puppet will come in, and you'll be angry, and the cops know you're going to be angry. They've got Homeland Security riot police ready in every city. They've got the armored vehicles ready, the surveillance grids ready, everything. They're going to cut everything off, and they're going to start cutting your welfare now because they've got it all set up where there aren't jobs anyways. They use the welfare takeover to burn down the economy. Now they're going to cut the chicken feed. Then you're going to riot. Then they're going to bring in martial law. It's called the IMF 112-point plan. Look it up. It's all planned. It's all been done lovingly to other sheep. You're going to be butchered. You know you want it. You know you love it. You know you enjoy it. You're going to get what you want, trendies. So go enroll for college for something you'll never get a job with. Go into debt. Go get adjustable arm rate mortgages. Get ripped off. Give your kids all the shots. Put them in coffins. Bury them. Drink fluoride. Get cancer. Die. Worship government. Worship your loving government. Don't wear a cowboy or Indian outfit. They're saying it's racist. They're trying to pass laws. Don't pack your kid a school lunch. It's racist. The school says you're not allowed to do it. And whatever you do, remember the state is God and the state will run your life. We're going to come back with Mark Dice for a couple segments. And then I'm going to go to Eric in Canada who's been holding. And I'm going to go to Sam and Ben and Alan and many others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I wanted to get Mark to pop in as a media analyst to talk about a piece he did last week out talking to the Californians when he said we're going to bring in Nazi fascism for Obama, and they almost all of them signed it. We'll be right back.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 is part of your daily routine. Puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble.
We're petitioning to just keep the police state and implement some more Orwellian measures to keep the community safe. And signature, too, for the Nazi-style police state. The budget cuts are just causing all kinds of problems, so thanks for supporting
that. No problem.
Thank you.
they're closing parks, they're closing campgrounds, and now they're trying to cut back on the police state. And so we want to just increase the Orwellian system and a signature to support that. Thank you for the support on the police state. This is to support the Orwellian police state, where we just want to model it after the Nazi Germany system to keep people safe and secure. So thank you for signing the petition to support the police state.
These are Californians. They are the model of zombie.
Wow. Am I not making myself clear? Because of the budget restraints, they're... the police state's having some problems, so we're just going to petition city council to increase the police state signature there to support the Orwellian police state. We want to just implement it a little bit more.
Yeah, you find the fund of money, though.
We'll find it somewhere. Thank you. We're petitioning the city council to increase the police state. Just a print there and a birth date, too. We want to model it after the Nazi Germany style police state.
Just now, DrudgeReport.com last week ran with our Infowars.com article about this, and I think it's important to understand, if you go to Democrat areas in your city, and I'm not even a Republican, folks, you know that. I'm just saying the Democrats are the model of dumbed-down, submissive slave. If we go to Democratic areas of Austin, they sign the same thing to make Austin Nazi Germany for Obama, to put gun owners in camps for Obama, to ban water for Obama, make people wear helmets on their heads for safety. If you say for safety, for the children, for Obama, I want to send my crew out and literally say, we want to, well, we already said kill babies up to age 3 for Obama, but how about throw babies in wood chippers live for Obama or something like that, or throw babies to pit bulls to be eaten for Obama. They will sign it. I'm not joking. If you say for Obama, that might be a good pickup line if you're, walk up to a woman who's Obama supporter and say, come home with me immediately for Obama. And I mean, maybe that's what this is all about. I mean, it's like programming, and they do it. And you have to understand, when we show these and when Mark does it, he'll go out for 15 minutes. And we're not cherry picking folks. This is really what happened. So, Mark, we're going to break in a minute, and also we'll talk about a TV show that aired last night nationally that you were on that I'm surprised actually covered Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones. So good job on that front. But, Mark, is there nothing they won't sign?
These crazy petitions, I've been doing them for about 9 months now, and it started just repealing the Second Amendment. During the gun debate, I thought, let's see if we could get people to just repeal the Second Amendment and do gun confiscations. And it was no problem, door-to-door gun confiscations. And I just kept doing it more and more outrageous. Let's ban pressure cookers let's ban Muslims from buying pressure cookers to keep people safe. Let's ban black backpacks, because the Boston bombers used black backpacks. Statistics show that the terrorists use black backpacks.
Let's do one. Let's ban butcher knives and show people an article of someone killed by one. They're actually trying that in England.
There's one video that I haven't posted yet that is the only concept that didn't really work. I mean, it would have worked. It just would have taken maybe 3 times the amount of opportunities to show. The videos, I only show half the people in the videos because 3, 4, 5 minutes, you get the point. An 8, 9, 10 minute video of the same thing over and over again, it's going to be a little redundant. And
yeah, let's be clear. You could show a lot more of these people.
Oh, I could show probably 2 or 3 times as many. Sometimes there's some audio problems, a little bit of static with people's cell phones with the wireless mic and everything. But for the most part, I'm showing probably half of the people. And like you said, if you just mention those keywords, will you support Obama? I mean, as some of your audience knows, as you know, I've got them to sign petitions to repeal the First Amendment, the Second, the Fourth, the Sixth and Seventh.
And by the way, my crew has been out with you multiple times and witnessed it themselves, and we've done it in Austin. And this is on record. Of course, now, Mark, we're going to break. We'll get your take on this when we come back. They're saying they're going to arrest people that are evangelical or give money to the Tea Party who are in the military. I mean, that shows these are authoritarians.
And the population's willing to do literally anything, sign their name, birth date, and signature to the policy, no matter how crazy it sounds. This is the zombie plague. It's spreading. We could stop it, but it's going to be a tough tough uphill battle.
Well, the thing is, I've also noticed if you try to wake the zombies up, they then just call you racist. You could be talking about the weather, and their response is racist. So that's what the zombie chirps. Its call is like, racist, racist, racist.
We're on the march.
Instead of like a...
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All the hip young things. Know that Obama is their king. And the number one rule of the modern age is don't think, just feel trendy, and sign on to anything as long as it's for big government and the loving state. And of course, they got a rude awakening coming once the globalists fully take over, just like they do in every other collectivist country. There's not going to be any welfare. It's going to be Foxconn slave factories with suicide nets, forced abortions, and mobile execution vans until they've got the robots in place, which is only about 10 to 15 years out for pretty much total conversion to robots. The French want to have it done in 6 years. Then the bioweapon's going to get released. The minute the robots are in and working, they're only there to take our jobs, get us dependent on government. They're going to be scrapped as well. This is a high-tech form of warfare. I cover it in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And the reason I laugh is it's so painful. And I just think of how naive the general public is and has no idea of the technocracy they're facing, and that it's all public. It's all in white papers, the total plan. I've made films about it. We've broken down the Plandopolis. Every word I tell you, by the way, you can go look up and then find just volumes in their own words on their battle plan for you and your family. So you can either roll over and die and laugh at me, or you can stand up and research this and find out I'm telling you the truth, and then call me up hyperventilating and saying, it's worse, 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 worse. And you said, yes, I know it's worse than I said. I can't believe I'm still alive. I can't believe we're at this level having this big of an effect. But it shows there's still forces of good in the universe, and evil hasn't fully converted over yet. But it's getting close. We're in grave danger. We're going to go back to Mark Dice in a moment and get into some other issues with him as well in your phone calls. Remember, we're listener supported. And what I do is I go out and I find the very best products out there that I use and that I have a great effect from, like the best clean seaweed, pure brown seaweed extract, Modafinilin, from the Southern Hemisphere. We've had this tested. The group that we've got it from has it tested. This is about the cleanest seaweed you can find out there. I say about the cleanest. We don't know if there's cleaner out there that somebody hadn't found. This is what I take. It's what my family takes. It's incredible. And then I began to research the nascent iodine that's naturally in it and found the ultimate, from our research, InfoWars Survival Shield, proprietary patented form of nascent iodine. And I've finally been allowed to know how it's actually made. That's a secret. It's incredible. Russian scientists, the whole nine yards. It's made in Utah. And it is Tesla-type stuff. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm not allowed to say anymore. The point is, this is it. And it's sold out. They are making more for me right now. They can't believe how much of it we sold. Not even that much, really, in the aggregate for a company like this. It's more like a laboratory. So you can pre-order it. It'll be in a couple weeks, really probably a week or so, but I don't want to say that. I need time to ship it out. So if you want to get in line and the pre-order, we're saying 2 to 3 weeks. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the subpage of InfoWarsStore.com, where you can find the Modafinilin and the Survival Shield and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And we fund our operation with Pro Pure Water filters, discounted with promo code WATER, with 10% off the best gravity fed filter out there. We did the research, looked into it. That's what we carry. I didn't sell a water filter for a year because I couldn't find one that was high enough quality. Now we sell four different brands, but this is the top one. Promo code WATER to get the biggest discount anywhere. InfoWarsLife.com for the nascent iodine, InfoWarsStore.com for the books, the films, the T-shirts, the magazine, everything else. Right there on the site. All right, folks. We're going to go back to Mark Dice now. That was a short segment. Mark, getting back into the zombiosis, this is quite frightening, and everybody should be concerned. It should be not just national news at InfoWars.com or DrudgeReport.com. This should be discussed on ABC News, NBC News, but they don't want to do that. This is their target audience. This is why they teach Common Core, 2 plus 2 equals 5. I feel like a liar when I say that. It's on record. They teach 2 plus 2 equals 5. Now you can't pack lunches under Obamacare and under Michelle's control. Nationwide, the announcement's being made from Virginia to California that you can't pack lunch, period, for your children. They will eat deadly GMO. They will eat aspartame. I mean, they're now taking the velvet glove off and taking the cloaking device off and really telling us you're a prisoner. What do you make of the military saying you will not be an evangelical or we will arrest you? And the Army now admits that. The Secretary of the Army has come out and said, well, that is being taught and it shouldn't be. I mean, the magnitude of this, how evil these people are.
Well, the New World Order obviously is aiming to destroy our culture, to keep everybody out of the way so that they can do whatever they want to do in the government and evolve into their Luciferian God and prepare the planet really for their Illuminati Messiah. So dumbing down the culture is obviously working. It is a zombie apocalypse. I'm even using that terminology for years, but it's virtually true. And these petitions that I've been doing over the last year show that people will approve and stamp their name on the most ridiculous things, or simply just not pay any attention, just believe the line that they're told about what it is. not critically thinking for itself. So if I can get these people to sign petitions to repeal the Bill of Rights, to support a Nazi-style Orwellian police state, to ban black backpacks, to just do these ridiculous things that nobody in their right mind should even consider. Occasionally you can see people cracking a smile and busting out laughing and realizing what I'm doing, and I show them in the videos. But the vast majority of the people are virtually walking, mindless, mentally enslaved, mainstream media watching and music listening morons. And that's why these people will do whatever it takes. That's why they'll round up the Christians at some point and point the finger at us, because we're trying to preserve the culture and prevent it from getting sucked down this Hollywood vortex, this do what thou wilt social Darwinistic sin is in culture. And so that's why Christians are seen as the problem, because we are the last stitches holding this society, the fabric of society, together before the Orwellian Illuminati plan is able to just unroll without any opposition.
That's right. And they're going to come to our farms. They're going to come to our apartments and our homes. And they've said they're going to take our children. And Jocelyn Elder said this, they're going to take our three-year-olds and take them into a public area and grab their genitals. Jocelyn Elder said, reach down and show them how to do it. I mean, play that clip. And people say, well, why are they into that? Because they're, if you read the Bible or any other history, the Bible, it's been confirmed, especially the New Testament, is history by the Roman historians and others, very accurate about what went on in those times. Every corrupt culture didn't just say, we want to rape your kids, we want to burn them to an idol. The Druids, the Aztecs, the societies follow a decadence arc.
That's why we see Hollywood putting out movies like Hostel and all these horror movies where the worse, the more graphic, the more violent, the more disgusting, these Saw films, the more the audience likes it. Purge. Oh, yeah, it's just everybody likes to go and watch. The majority of the brain-dead American public loves to go and watch these movies and lives vicariously through the audience or through the characters murdering these people. That's how disgusting and decadent our culture is.
That's right. The murderers are now the good guys. But then if you say something to these people, they're offended and call the police on you. So they grovel in fear of any type of goodness or freedom, but then they fantasize that they're raping children.
We have Illuminati icons like Miley Cyrus, who I call Miley Virus, an Illuminati icon of evil, literally teaching the children how to pop ecstasy. I mean, she's literally singing about popping ecstasy and partying.
And this was all planned to make her a child star, bait the hook, get everyone in. Yes.
And she's on all the family friendly shows. You know, you would in a perfect world, in a sane world, Good Morning America, Ellen, all of these seemingly family friendly talk shows would shun such a satanic skank and would have nothing to do with her. But instead, the mainstream media monopoly, this Illuminati-controlled, mind-controlling machine, promotes these people, puts them on all the magazines, puts them on all the shows. I can't even go to the gym without listening to this pop culture porta-potty, just these gargoyles pumping their urine stream. The mainstream media is a urine stream.
Well, they mean the urine. But I mean, seriously, though, they are on record, and Sumner Redstone said this like a decade ago, trying to sexualize tweenies. That was an official memo put out by Nickelodeon. I mean, these are weapon systems. You turn on any cop show now, anybody that wants freedom is you know, being arrested. I mean, we can really see where they want to take us. Where do you think their ultimate end game is, the Hollywood cretins and others?
Well, the ultimate end game is to have a massive lower class of people that suck off of the what's left of the middle class, the producing class, in order to create a bigger bureaucracy. I'm sorry, a bureaucracy. It is a bureaucracy at this point, too. To create an entitlement class, an ineptocracy, where you have a small percentage of people that are working and trying to work hard and get ahead and raise their family and maintain some sort of a positive image in the culture. To suck their wealth, to give it to those who don't work, who don't care, to then enslave those people so that you can't get ahead, you can't retire, you can't take that vacation, you can't go to take a couple days off to go and protest, so that you are enslaved to your own job while the lower class, the mentally enslaved welfare class is then leeching off of those producers. And it's ultimately to produce a literal satanic society. That's why we have these Illuminati wannabes in the mainstream media promoting Satanism, pop stars promoting Satanism in the Illuminati. This isn't just heavy metal or rock stars. I mean, we're talking about female pop stars, Kesha, Rihanna, Christina Aguilera.
Well, by the way, most real old-fashioned classic rock or heavy metal, when you really listen to it, is a lot of it's actually anti-Satan. It's just really heavy and male. This stuff is satanic, is Illuminati, has all the proper symbols. It's not even, you know, old-fashioned Bathomet stuff. It is targeting directly at little girls.
Well, you got Rihanna, one of the biggest pop stars in the world. I mean, she has a music video out called S&M, sadomasochism, and she's dressed up in bondage. Looks like she's about to get gangbanged by a bunch of dudes on a dirty mattress with a bunch of Big Brother Orwellian cameras. In another video, she's dancing around on the floor in what looks to be a satanic pentagram painted on the floor in satanic Baphomet devil horns. This is what your kids are being taught to idolize and mimic, and we have...
And the issue is, it's not even an issue now, but expanding on this... It's not because they're going to give us some heavenly world where, you know, the guys all have fun with the devil cheerleaders. That's just bait on the hook. It's in the communist goals. In fact, I have them right here. I'm going to go over some of those with you. It is in the goals openly that were put in the congressional record to destroy us morally so we will stand down and be enslaved. And this isn't just communist enslavement to be physical slaves. This is for the world population reduction program.
Well, ultimately, it's a hedonistic, do-what-thou-wilt society. I mean, at some point when this Luciferian, Illuminati, Antichrist, their supposed Messiah appears, the reason Christians are going to be demonized is because we're going to be the ones that are saying, wait a minute, that is wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. We want to preserve a family. We have family values. So we are seen as the enemy, and so that's why they're poisoning the culture through these pop stars, through the mentally enslaving mainstream media.
And that's right. And now they've got giant, drooling, satanic welfare hordes. Who openly, people calling all the time, I see it in the news, principals will tell fathers, your kids belong to us, now get out of here. And the cops are just sitting with their weapons. And say, I mean, it is pure evil, and they know it's their time.
And if you don't have parents, if you don't have a family structure, you don't have a father, a mother, aunts and uncles, grandparents to show you support, to teach you, then you see the government as God. You see the government as your big brother. And that's, of course, their plan to destroy the family, to create people a welfare state, an entitlement class, a cradle to grave nanny state where the government is your God. The government provides everything that you need, not your family. You don't need to work for it yourself. The government will give it to you if you follow in line, which is extremely surprising about the pop star, the mainstream media machine. It's completely surprising that I was able to appear on the E! Channel, the entertainment channel last night in Secret Societies of Hollywood, a kind of a salacious, a scandalous look at Hollywood sex clubs and the drug dealing and the private parties and the bondage things. But they did at the very end of this two-hour special actually include me talking about the Bilderberg Group and the Bohemian Grove in a pretty fair way. And people are wondering, hey, how can this happen? How could you get on the TV? Because entertainment shows like this don't have the gatekeepers that hard news do. You see, the Illuminati is not all powerful. People think that they have all power. No, they're very powerful, but they don't have their tentacles wrapped around.
Well, I want to be clear because I've been, you know, watching this as well from the inside, being able to be in a lot of mainstream media stuff to the point of not even really wanting to do it and refusing 90% of it now. More than that, hard news, they're worried about a hard news audience who's at a higher level of awakening, so it's different propaganda. This is aimed at slugs. They think the slugs are going to want to be in the Illuminati now and are going to think this is really sexy and cool.
Yep.
And you're right. Sometimes stuff slips through. But here it is, premiering tonight, Secret Hollywood Societies and Unsolved Mysteries. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why these pop stars are doing this, because they're teaching the people to appeal to it. Most of the mentally enslaved population, instead of seeing the Illuminati as bad, they're appealing. The power is very appealing. They want that wealth. They want
that. Well, that's
that
one of the most successful come-on lines now. It's been in the news that you tell young girls, I'm with the Illuminati, do bad things, have sex with me, I'll let you in. And it's just con artists, including pedophiles, overaged, you know, guys with girls that are like 15, 16, and they just fall right in line because, you know, from everybody from Madonna down to Kesha to everybody else, you know, this is how you get the power. But really, you're just getting enslaved and end up being a crack whore.
Yeah, that's, you know, people think that celebrity is a good thing. People appeal. They want to be that celebrity. That's why they idolize these really false idols. But the celebrities can't tell you that fame is a curse. They're some of the most empty, shallow, fearful people, paranoid. Most people can't even understand what goes along with being somebody like a celebrity, like these people we see on the TV. And it's a curse. And it's such a curse that the celebrities themselves can't even tell the audience to stay away. And that's part of the system, is to keep sucking more and more people in, to make it seem like that's the ultimate goal in life, is to go to these red carpet events and just look pretty and have paparazzi chasing you around. And that's what these zombie, the Generation Z, Generation Zombie.
And the problem is 99.99% of people will never even be on the edge of celebrity, so they don't know how hollow it is. I have gained quite a bit of, quote, celebrity and have absolutely hated every minute of it, except for being able to do good with it as kind of an anti-celebrity. You, I know, have now been able to traffic in that. Has it not demysticized it for you, Mark Dice, now that you've had a chance to be known?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, there's a lot of downside that goes with it. Much of the audience has no idea the kind of baggage that comes along with being a public figure, especially being a public figure in this arena. And it's, the more popular I get, almost the more regretful it is. But there's, you have to do this to reach the people. This is what I was made to do, is to infiltrate this system, to culture jam their mainstream.
Sure, that's what
system.
We're all meant to do, exactly, is fight this. My point is, for those that feel inadequate because they sit there and watch TV all day, it's literally a weapon. System. You're all adequate. You're all made in the image of the Creator. You're all amazing, and you're meant to fight these evil creatures, not feel bad because you're not up on a stage with Miley Cyrus and her big, gross white tongue dripping with plaque and bacteria and drugs and diseases. Mark Dice, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll talk to you again soon. Great job out there with Zombie on the Street. We'll be right back with your calls.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products.
most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is breaking right now. This is breaking right now. It's going up on Infowars.com from Reuters. Ladies and gentlemen, Reuters reporting a 7.3 magnitude earthquake right off Fukushima. That's the headline. I'll put it on screen for everybody right now. Japan hit by 7.3. We actually have the article in there on the computer, too, that has an update. Let's punch it up from the computer, please. Japan hit by 7.3 magnitude earthquake off Fukushima. The prefecture coast, that's the state of Fukushima. Tsunami advisory issued. Tsunami advisory issued. And now it's been upgraded in the last few seconds by Reuters to a 7.6 magnitude earthquake. A 7.62 magnitude. How big was the one that destroyed Fukushima to begin with? A solid 8. But if you remember at first, it was like a 6 and then a 7 and then an 8. I can't believe it. Talk about bad luck or God not liking us. Why did they build it right on the fault line, right on the tsunami zone? Man, I tell you, pray for the folks out there in Japan. And all I know is I'm going to be taking my iodine and my seaweed, folks. I mean, this is getting out of control. And it freaks me out. You know my gallows humor. I mean, this is just getting too biblical, what's going on. Now it has hit. And, of course, the answer by all these people will be the Japanese should be thankful for all the radiation, as George Monbiot said, and also Ann Coulter. So if you want to go vacation, you can vacation in the reactor and die like the emergency workers that heroically tried to stop it. And Fukushima is in worse shape now than it was a couple years ago. My head is just spinning right now. We're continuing to get the latest news. There's also massive fraud coming out as the states warn against Obamacare fraud. Senators are now losing their doctors. School districts hit with $6 million in new cost. 10 Senate Dems demand delay. Poll, most Americans support the delay. They're not going to delay. They're not going to delay your premiums going up. Proposed law, if you like your health plan, you can keep it. Act. Yeah, that'd be a good law. But see, you can't now because the other one lets them jack it up. Comedian, senator, website improving every day. Yeah, Obama says it's outperforming. Disaster set in motion before 2012. It's meant to destroy the economy. We've got SWAT teams raiding investigative journalists, homes seizing confidential files on government corruption, woman strip search tossed in jail for overdue traffic ticket. They now do proctology exams routinely in Texas without even probable cause. This is just some of the insanity up on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com. I'm going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. I appreciate everyone holding. In fact, let's jam one in right now before we go to break here. Let's talk to Eric in Canada. Thanks for holding. We'll come back and talk to Sam. Go ahead, Eric. What's on your mind?
How's your health?
My health's pretty good, brother. Better than it used to be.
Okay, we got to keep you alive for a long time. I just wanted to let you know about recently in Alberta, they've been hyping up sovereign citizens, and they call them, they label them free men on the land. And the RCMP established a division called INSET last year, and they keep like demonizing them in the media. They're actually like,
oh, I know. Anybody that wants to be left alone doesn't trust the evil government and is afraid they're bad. I mean, we have evil governments worldwide. The globalists run them. Of course, you should be heading to the hills if you can.
Yeah, so these people are pretty moral people. They're not racist at all. They're
No. It's being moral that is bad, sir. Listen, they say being a Christian, period, will get you arrested in the military now. I mean, you realize the magnitude of these people, brother.
Yeah, so I was playing Grand Theft Auto last night, the new one, and they had a Canadian like terrorist working with the civil...
Tell you what, stay there. Yeah, all globalist media demonizes us.
You are listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.